Help support our coverage with a free account on Privacy, the service that keeps you protected when shopping online. Get $5 to try it now by using promo code QZZ2J. And with Blueberry, the community that gives creators the power to make money, get detailed audience measurements, and host their audio and video. Get a 30-day free trial by using promo code Blueberry004.
So this is the Hoop. It just launched actually this week for the first time. We actually launched it here at CES. So
this is brand new. It's just being introduced.
It's just been shipped. It's available right now. So you can get it at our website or on Amazon right now. But you know, we're going to have a lot more distribution as time goes.
Okay.
So what we wanted to do as a company is we looked at this category and we said, what are the things that people love about it, and one of the people that things that people don't love about it. And what we wanted to do is build a product that really appealed to the people. When we did interviews with people, we found out that two things they really didn't like about their systems was, number one, they get way too many alerts. They're constantly being alerts. And we heard from people that they actually turn off the alerts on their camera systems, which is sort of counterintuitive, because then why have the system if you're not going to look at the alerts?
Right.
The second thing was a little bit of a style. They said, you know, we have the cameras, but they're a little bit boring looking. We're really not excited about it. So what we wanted to do is bring two things. We wanted to bring a little bit of style to the table, but the other thing we wanted is what we call bring to the table relevant notifications. So with Hoop, what we use is we actually use facial recognition. And what you can do is you can set up a profile for people in your household, friends and family, and you can have as many profiles as you like. And with those profiles, you can do three main things. Number one, you can set up reminders. So you can set up intelligent reminders. So in my case, the one that I use as an example is at home. When I get home at night, I tell Hoop, on Wednesday night after 7 p.m., when you see Paul come in the house, remind him to take out the trash, because I notoriously forget to do that. And in this, as soon as I walk through the door, Hoop can actually tell me in three different ways. Number one, there's a speaker in the back. So we have text-to-voice capability, so that when I walk in the door, Hoop talks to me in its own voice and says, Paul, take out the trash.
Okay, so this is the back of the camera. Here's the speaker right there. And this will actually speak to you and give you the reminder, Paul, take out the trash.
Second thing it can do is it'll text you, so I can get a text on my phone, or through the Hoop app, I can actually get a reminder there. So this is perfect for things like that. Kids come home from school, remind them to walk the dog, do their homework, different things like that.
Does the Hoop app have to be running in the background or the foreground, or it doesn't really matter?
It does not have to.
Okay.
Once they're set up, it runs in the background constantly.
So it's going to be like a message notification.
Absolutely.
Okay.
So then the second thing it can do is it'll tell you when people you know and people you don't know come into your home. So with the profiles, it will tell you anytime somebody that is known to you. So for instance, my daughter comes home with three of her friends after school. I get an alert that says, Victoria is home. And then I get another alert that says, and there are three people I don't recognize. So that gives me
that could be very handy.
Yes, absolutely.
That could be very handy in a variety of situations, which we won't go into here, but use your imagination, folks. Yeah, go ahead.
And if somebody comes into the house, say it's a UPS delivery person or a repair person, it will actually say, and it'll buzz my phone, and even if my wife or somebody else is home, it'll say there's an unrecognized face. So it automatically alerts you to that.
Now, will you be able to see that unrecognized face?
Yes. So what it'll do is it'll give you a clip. It'll give you a 10-second clip of what it saw at the time it saw it, and then you can just hit live view and it'll take you right to that camera and you can see it live.
There's some of the things that separate these cameras from other cameras, and also one of the reasons why I'm bringing Paul on, because I think you're going to see more features that you actually are going to get utilization from and not all the falses, so you're able to narrow down what information it is that you want and what information you don't want, which obviously is going to cut down on all the beep, beep, beep.
And then the third thing, which I think is very unique to the system as well, is Hoop can tell you when something doesn't happen in your home. And what I mean by that is when you set up a profile for every person, you also set up what we call a routine. So we all have daily routines. We get up at a certain time, we leave the house, we go to work, we come home at a certain time. So with this, it's the routine that you can actually match up with each person. So for instance, my son's school bus will drop him off at 3:30 in the afternoon every day. So I have it set so that I give him a half an hour from the time the bus is supposed to drop him off to the time I think he should be in the house. But with Hoop, it'll keep an eye out so that if he's not in the house and recognized by 4 o'clock, I'll get a text that'll actually say, it's 4:01, Michael has not yet been seen. So it actually gives you peace of mind that you know when people are coming in the house. It matches up with the schedule so that I'm at work. I need to know whether he's home or not, and it's the perfect tool to actually give me that peace of mind to say, hey, he's home, or if he's not home, then I can take action from there.
Okay, what about monitoring? Do you have a service that monitors, and how does that work? What does it cost, and what are my choices? What are the options?
So we try to keep it simple. We didn't want to make it overly complicated. So when you get the Hoop, it basically comes with 8 days worth of cloud storage. If for $12.99 a month, you can actually upgrade that to 30 days of cloud storage. And with the $12.99 a month, what that does is actually turns on all of the intelligence. So you could use the facial recognition and all the smart alerts and those types of things. And that's part of
the $12.99. Enhanced feature set, if you will.
Correct. And that's for three cameras. And then above three cameras, it's $1.99 each after that.
Okay, so you have the ability to opt in or not opt in. It's correct. Not like you have to pay that fee if that's what you're thinking. It's you select the options that you want, but certainly all the basics are there. Let's talk about setting up the camera. How does that work?
It literally takes 5 minutes. To set up this camera, all you need is a good Wi-Fi signal, a phone, and plug it in. Basically, the Hoop app actually walks you through.
So it's going to ask you for your Wi-Fi username, password, and once you put that in, it's going to handshake, and there you go.
And then 1 minute it takes for every other camera that you set up, it literally takes 1 minute. There's a barcode on the bottom that you scan.
I love barcodes. I love that on cameras. You know I love that. okay, hate to ask this, but I have to. Internet goes out, your cameras go out.
That is correct.
Power goes out, your cameras go out.
Yes.
Okay, and that's not just his camera, it's all the cameras. So, you know, it is what it is. Next question. What happens when the power goes out, you have a brownout or whatever the case may be, obviously the camera goes off, or the internet goes down, the camera goes off. This happens on all cameras. What is the reliability when that power and internet goes back on to reconnect without you being there? Because a lot of cameras that we've tested out work great, but once you have that power failure, where that internet disruption, they don't always come back on like they should.
99.9%
wow.
These will come right back on. We've tested it over and over again in
really?
A lot of different situations. We've had them on power strips. We've shut them off. We've unplugged them and even left them unplugged for a few hours and plugged
them
back in.
That's a pretty good rate. I'll have to verify that, but that's good because I cannot tell you how many cameras they're out,
yeah.
And you got to go through gyrations to get them back.
The only thing that might happen is with the Hoop Cam Plus is that when it resets, it sets to a neutral. So if
yeah,
you have
that's
it, if
okay.
you have
it's
it set
back on, you
exactly.
can
exactly.
Okay, I think we should point out that this camera has the ability to go up, down, all around.
Yeah, it's a 350 degree pan and a 90 degree tilt.
Okay, whereas this model just doesn't do that. Does everything else, but you just
correct.
Lose the panning capability. Give me a feel for price points because I see we're getting the wrap-up time here.
Yeah, the Hoop Cam.
That went pretty quick, huh?
Yeah, really. The Hoop Cam, $89.99, and the Hoop Cam Plus, which is this one, is $129.99.
They're very reasonably priced for sure. What kind of warranty do we have?
It's a one-year standard warranty.
Great. If I were to call up for tech support, get a human?
You get a human.
24/7?
24/7.
No.
Yes, sir.
24/7, I get tech support on this. I'm loving that. I am going to bring Paul back on to the Gadget Professor show once the smoke clears here, and we'll go into this in a little more depth. I honestly have not tested these out yet, but they certainly have enough features to warrant a testing out, and then we'll share that results with Paul on air live in a future show coming up. So, Paul, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you very much. Thanks
for having
me.
I appreciate that. Hey, it's my pleasure, and I wish you the best of luck. You got a nice product here, and next year I want to have the conversation. I want to see outdoor cameras,
absolutely.
And I want to see outdoor camera.
It's all – come by the booth. I can show you the prototypes.
Oh, I didn't know. You didn't show me that
yesterday.
We're going
right down that road. So
you're going to go to outdoor cameras.
Yes,
okay.
Hopefully in the second half of this year we'll have doorbells, outdoor cameras, and additional products.
We have a keen interest in the international audience of the Gadget Professor for outdoor cameras. Yep. We're looking for a good one.
We'll have a good one.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Thank
appreciate
you, sir.
You coming in.
I appreciate it.